Welcome back to Rosie on the House. Let's get rid of these tickets real quick. If we've got any kind of promotional giveaway, this is the segment we do it. And if you receive our weekly email newsletter, you already know, you've already had time to look up the answer to the trivia question. When were the Phoenix Suns established as an NBA franchise? If you've got our Rosie on the House 2019 home maintenance calendar, you can look it up quickly and easily. Text that answer to 411-923, and we'll draw not one, not two, but three random lucky winners. We have basketball tickets, a pair for the ASU versus Washington State for Thursday, February 7th at the Wells Fargo Arena.
All right. You know where that is.
Compliments of KTAR's and Sports 98.7, but they also walked in this week and handed me two sets passes to the Phoenix Open.
The Waste Management Phoenix Open, which is next weekend.
January 30th through February 3rd, and these are any day passes.
Oh, wow.
They only work one day,
yeah,
but it's any day you want to go. So I've got two pairs of those. So text the answer, and when were the Phoenix Suns established?
Mm-hmm. What year were the Phoenix Suns, right? Was that the question?
In our home maintenance calendar, it has the day, the month, the year.
Okay.
But I would take the year.
All right.
I would take the year. And between now and the end of the segment, is your time frame to send in the answer? We'll go through all the correct answers, pull them in a pool, and just randomly pick from there, and we'll send you these tickets in the mail. And you'll be on your way.
Mm-hmm.
Text that answer to 411-923. Back to water.
Mm-hmm.
One drop every second can add up to 5 gallons per day.
One little piece of H2O. Wow.
Adds up.
Yeah.
And when you, up till now, we had always looked at water harvesting for rainwater as something not feasible for most parts of Arizona. Tucson, they're a lot more active in it. But even there, it's like, man, we're just so teetering on the return on investment. You know, the amount of money it takes to install water rain harvesting equipment and properly store it and repurpose it and everything to save that water consumption off your city water bill. I mean, it's years payback time.
Yeah.
But if you look at it from we're investing in our future and avoiding government regulations, then it becomes, okay, this is something that's really seriously, it's a quality of life investment, not a return on my dollar for dollar investment.
Mm-hmm. And you've got plenty of water for plants, for your lawn, for...
70% of the water use is outside of our home. And then there's gray water. Any drain in your home that's not the kitchen sink or the toilet can get redistributed out into your landscape. And they make a lot more sense when you look at it from a quality of life investment and not necessarily a how long it's going to take me to save this water off of my city water bill.
And reclaimed water has really become well known, I guess, within the past 5 years. I know some golf courses use it. And it's not designed for drinking, but for, you know, keeping the lawn green. It's fantastic.
Well, you remember our nuclear power plant tour, all the water they use at Palo Verde
comes from
City of Phoenix water reclamation plant.
Yeah.
So very, very smart repurposing use of water. Water, use it wisely. We talk about it often. It's put together by AMWAL, the Arizona Water Users Municipal Association. 14 cities in the Maricopa County area all come together and develop these best practices. Something new that I hadn't seen before was a home water audit. Three choices, often, sometimes, or never. Do you keep your showers to under 5 minutes? Sometimes.
Sometimes with me too.
I like that. Use only little water in the bathtub. I never take a bath. Teeth brushing, blah, blah.
Man, what's it like at your house if you...
I shower, man. I don't take a bath.
Oh, a bath. Okay.
Flush the toilet only when necessary. I got that one down packed. We're on 5 acres, man. The boys in the house hardly ever use we waste any water from the commode. There's the town of Cleeter, and the in the public restroom there, mm-hmm. they've got a sign in it that says, yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. Now, yeah. that can work if the home is air conditioned.
Yeah, you keep need a warm circulation. Home, yeah. Oof, yeah. Summertime is going to get real ripe.
So there's, a dozen questions here. I scored 31. The top you could score was 36.
That's exactly what I scored.
You got 31 too?
Yeah. Yeah, the one about the dishwasher threw me because I really wash dishes by hand because it's just me in the house. And I might use my dishwasher 4 or 5 times a year. Like if I decide I'm going to make myself a nice Thanksgiving dinner or something, that's when it comes in handy.
So another resource they have on there is 100-plus water-saving tips. And they talk about using running water versus filling up the sink and washing. Which one of those do you do when you wash by hand?
You know, if it's just a plate or two, I don't do running water, but I will wet the plate, go ahead and soap it up real good, rinse it off, and then turn off the water. But I rarely have water in the sink.
We do, too. And the question that got Gary was, do you run the dishwasher only when it's full? I mean, there's 6 people in our house. We can't have a meal without filling the dishwasher.
Right. You're filling that up every day.
Running the dishwasher and the laundry machine full is not a problem at our house. Okay, we'll run through some of these 100 items along with our weekly home maintenance how-to here at Rosie on the House.